around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Always love hearing that open, folks. Listen, it's just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, June 28th, 2025. 50% of 2025 is essentially over. I mean, I don't know how time flies, right? Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show of our own. Listen, from coast to coast, border to border, around the world, and tune in. Nice to have all of you tuned in with us around the USA. Fastest 2 hours in travel, as we like to say, is on, and we've got so much to share with you today. So RJ is pulling together final details for his interview that will be happening in about 30 minutes. He's going to be taking all of us to the Gambler 500 today out in Oregon. Those of you who are listening out there, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The rest of you will in about 30 minutes. So also coming your way in hour two is the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment today. Get out those pens and paper and pencils and whatever else you need to jot something down. We're going to be sharing a great recipe with all of you. And you can celebrate it and share it and enjoy it and everything as we celebrate the greatness of America this week with the Independence Day holiday ahead on Friday. So good morning, Mary.
Good morning. And those of you listening, I think a lot of people will recognize this chef who's going to be on today. But those of you in Chicago, I think he's absolutely. Yeah. Or Orlando, yeah. But yeah, he's got a known presence in Chicago.
Should we tell people or do we want to tease it?
Just I kind of like teasing it.
Okay,
I think
fine.
People have to just tune in because it's going to be a mouth-watering recipe that's perfect for the 4th of July
weekend. We will follow Mary's lead on this.
Yeah.
All right. So, Rudy, how's life in St. Paul, Minnesota?
Hunky-dory. Everything's just fine here. Heavy rain, then high heat, then heavy rain, then high heat. I mean, I feel like I live in a different state.
And then in a few months, you'll be telling us you got snow. So
about a month or so, yeah.
Exactly.
But the good news is, you know, I know we are off for the July 4th weekend. You'll be over in France. So you'll be enjoying some oysters, which will make you very happy. So that's coming your way. Bobby, you know, we were talking before the show. I guess our listeners around the country are going to have to do some digging into this. We're going to say good morning. We're going to say happy birthday since we know it's June, but you won't tell us when. All these years we've worked together. Any big plans there in Dallas to celebrate your birthday in America, you know, for July 4th coming up?
No plans for my birthday because it's already passed. So there's a clue. We're going to go over to my dad's and hang out with my siblings and my family and everything. So it'll be good.
That's very nice. All right. So do they do a big firework display down there?
Yeah, the big one down here is in Addison, which is a little suburb. It's called Kaboom Town.
Well, that's a good name for
fireworks.
Exactly. All right. Well, Mary, Kaboom. Well, we got Kaboom some results Town. From the travel polls.
That's
How about
great.
That?
We do. All right. So thanks to all of you who went to rmworldtravel.com and voted in our latest travel polls. And here are the results. First question, will you be traveling more or less the summer of 2025 versus the summer of 2024? 13% of you just aren't quite sure yet.
I don't get it.
Okay. Well, these are the spontaneous people. I kind of like that.
Make a decision, America.
Yeah, a little spontaneity. Yeah. Maybe they'll travel in August. Maybe they won't. 27% of you said no. 60% of you said yes.
Yeah, and but everything we're seeing out there, those numbers, I mean, we do know the confidence is picking up around the country, so that's good news. 60% saying they're going to travel more this year than last year. We'd like to see that.
So, second question, will your summer travels be more domestic or international? Again, 8% of you are still unsure. 31% of you will be international, and 61% of you will be traveling domestically.
Well, I would say that's probably reasonable. I mean, you know, again, we have a vast country. We've got a great country. Go enjoy it. But, Rudy, I mean, you know, roughly about 30% of the people going international, I'd say it's probably a reasonable number.
I'd say so. I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we are. Well, folks, we're going to right now jump into the travel news roundtable. And as we move right along, I'll start us off. Quick math, everybody. How many years ago was 1972? Okay. Not quick enough. 53 years, by the way. Just 53 years. Just say it. So, you know, I love the math on this. Back then, I'll throw you another number. Our 37th president was in office. We know who that is. Richard Nixon.
Of course, Nixon. Yeah.
That's the year Carnival
Corp. What are we in school here?
Well, listen, we're going because I'm trying to bring this into a news story. I want you to think about this, okay? All right. It's the year Carnival Corporation was created, okay?
Yeah.
And why am I sharing that? Because this quarter, that was just second quarter that's about to end, they announced this week it was the highest second quarter operating results ever in their history, over 53 years. And they've already exceeded their 2026 SeaChange financial targets 18 months early. So you know, their chief executive, Josh Weinstein, has said, you know, that they've tripled adjusted net income from, which is unbelievable. And when you break out the numbers, net income, $565 million, an improvement of nearly $475 million compared to 2024. Adjusted net income, $470 million, outperformed the March guidance that they put out by $185 million. And they're basically saying higher ticket spend, higher onboard spending. So what I say to that is, since Seabourn is a partner of that, the Seabourn management that's listening, we need to renegotiate our sponsorship deal because clearly they have some more money there. So anyway, Mary, what do you got?
All right. They also have a new loyalty program that they're starting.
That's
Carnival.
Well, it's going to bring more people.
All right. So since AAA is forecasting that a record 5.84, nearly 5.9 million travelers will be flying during the Independence Day week, which actually starts today and runs through next Sunday. TSA, this is new, and this is something that I always do and I can no longer do. If you put your power banks or your portable charges in your checked bags, you cannot do that anymore. So this actually started a few weeks ago, but they will take them out. They will confiscate them out of your checked bags. So they have to go in carry-on bags. So portable chargers and power banks with lithium-ion batteries have to be in your carry-on. And then I guess a lot of people fly. This is not really new, but this was announced this week. It was sort of a reminder. People must fly with alcohol over the 4th of July week to give as
gifts. Start early.
For parties.
I guess so.
Leave your moonshine at home, because alcoholic beverages with more than 70% alcohol are actually not allowed on planes at all.
But 69% or
unless you buy them in the airport.
Correct. Unless you buy them. Correct.
But you did say 70%.
Yeah.
So 69%
so all the
level
overproof,
alcohol
yes,
or more.
Fine.
Come on board.
So just check. Less than 70%. 70% or less. Yeah. So leave the moonshine at home, or, you know, buy it when you get to your destination. Or like Rudy said, buy it in the airport.
I think the rum in the Caribbean, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
And you know why you can't put those those chargers in your check suitcase, right?
Flammable.
Exactly.
Batteries,
like the
yeah.
one I put in my microwave by mistake.
We did that during the show a couple weeks ago. That was great off
air. Black smoke, fire everywhere, explosions. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That did happen during the live
show. See, Rudy, we're trying to
now
help
everyone
you.
Everyone knows.
Exactly.
You brought it up.
Yeah, thank you. There you go, Rudy. Yeah, we were all. Anyway, all right, what do you got for news, Rudy? That could have been news right there. But
yeah, it could have been real bad news. Well, Airbnb has just launched a new website, and more now, in addition to providing, you know, accommodations for you, of all, you know, from tree houses to mansions, they want to provide all kinds of other stuff, like you can order up a personal chef to come to your house. They'll arrange that. They'll arrange catering for you. They'll arrange photographers for you. They'll have a makeup artist come take care of you, or a hairstylist, or a massage artist, or nails, or a personal trainer. So they want to get into your, we're going to do everything for you. You know, if you're on the road. So if you're renting a house and, you know, a bunch of people are coming over and there's not enough cooking stuff, or you don't want to go shopping, Airbnb.
What would you choose from that list, Rudy?
I'd probably choose the chef.
Yeah, I would too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like to cook, but I would choose the chef.
That's
a good idea. Yeah.
Well, there you are. There is our Travel News Roundtable, the June 28th edition of it, folks. As we get ready to take go to our first sponsors break of the day right here, it's a good time for us to share that Go RVing's James Ashurst is about to join our show. RJ is ready. He'll be behind the mic in about 25 minutes now for the open road. And for Mary and me, well, we're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's CAREY, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link. If you have aging concerns and you've noticed stiff joints, poor sleep, or other issues, C15, found at fatty15.com/carry, has been proven to strengthen cells. And it's a key longevity-enhancing nutrient, meaning it can help slow biological age at a cellular level. Developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy, Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help you live healthier and longer. Get 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/carry. Use that code CARRY or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
And as we get going with the guest portion of the program and move into the B block, RVIA is how we're going to roll. Or put another way, folks, that means the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association is about to fill our national airwaves.
Before we get into that conversation, we do want to share that as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands and with over 200 resorts waiting to be at the center of your travels, Hilton Grand Vacations is going to give you premier travel experiences. You're going to get spacious, upscale accommodations with a lot of home-like features and all kinds of resort-style amenities.
You know, whether it was their Las Palmeras Resort in Orlando, where we were in May, most of you heard that at this point, or the Ocean Beach Club and Ocean Air Resort in Virginia Beach earlier this month, the locations for our most recent Big Let's Go America Tour events, wherever travel takes you. Find more information, go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, we're heading straight to that show hotline. Is waiting to connect is James Ashurst, Executive Vice President of the RV Industry Association.
James, nice to reconnect with you today. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on again. Great to be here.
Well, great to have you with us this morning. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, Toby O'Rourke, CEO of Campgrounds of America, was on the show. She was part of our Chief Travel Leader conversation. And during that discussion, she shared an interesting nugget with us from their 2025 Camping and Outdoor Hospitality Report that around 25% of all leisure travel involves camping. So when you think of all the options available to travelers out there, that's a significant number of people who are camping. So do you have, you know, access there at RVIA to any numbers or data and so forth that I support what KO research showed?
Well, Toby's great. She used to be on our board of directors, so I heard a little bit of that segment. What I can tell you is that over this summer, 44 million Americans plan to travel by RV. So while retail may not be where we want it right now, RV usage is very, very strong. I know Toby talked about the number of campers that they have in their parks. I think it was about 89% of their business is RV. So they're seeing solid bookings over the summer months, and we're hearing the same from other campground partners in the industry as well. So RVers are out RVing.
Well, 44 million, just think of, that's a lot of Americans out on the roads.
Yeah. In fact, with the Independence Day holiday coming up, 7 million plan to travel by RV just over the holiday weekend.
Wow. Yeah, that's
a lot of RVs on the road this coming week.
Yeah. So, James, let's talk about evolving demographics when it comes to RVs. There's a younger member of our team, and he's based in Alabama, and he recently bought a van camper. It's got a Mercedes chassis, and the rest was created by Thor. And he and his family, that's how they're traveling right now, and it's given them a great deal of freedom. They love the flexibility. They have younger kids. So they're in the younger demographic. They've really taken to it. And I saw some info before the show that said the average age of a new RV buyer is around 32. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. 36% of buyers right now are first-time buyers in the market. So, and you talked about your colleague with children. 43% have children under the age of 18 in the home. And that's a large increase just from 2021. So we are getting younger. The median age of a buyer is 49 now, and that's down from 53 just back in 2021. So we are getting younger. We are getting more diverse. We've always said that there's an RV for everyone, and the data is sort of supporting that now and what we're seeing in terms of people coming into the industry.
Interesting. So, you know, let's talk about the latest and greatest, okay? I mean, I think everyone likes that when you know, what's new, what's hot, this and that. So what are some of the must-haves that buyers right now they're paying up for with their RV units that they're buying that you're seeing? And conversely, you know, I'd also like to know, are there things that folks maybe now they're passing on that used to be popular?
You know, it's really, Robert, it's really a mixed bag on that front because there's so many different things that the consumer would want. You can go everything from high-end luxury all the way down to sort of a base model entry level, which may just have, you know, the very base level things that you would need, you know, air conditioning, kitchen, bathroom, those types of things. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing a lot of consumers that have that purchased earlier around the COVID time. There was some concern that we might see people leave RVing. The exact opposite has happened. People aren't leaving. In fact, usage of RVs has actually increased by 50% since 2021. Now, typical RV, the number of days that an RV is used is around 30 days in a year, and that's up from 20, like I said, just back in 2021.
Well, there are big jumps that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It has been a big jump. And again, I said earlier, retail isn't really where we want it right now. We were hoping that we would see some improvement in 2025. There's been a lot of economic uncertainty. But again, people are using their RVs. They're buying aftermarket product for their RVs. And we feel really, really good looking forward to continued growth. When you look back, you know, 45 years, you know, RV shipments have fluctuated. We've had big ups, big downs. You know, I like to joke that it kind of reads like an EKG, but at the end, the patient's healthy, and the RV industry is healthy right now. Again, there's room for growth. We did a recent intender survey, and in that survey that we did through Go RVing, it showed that 16.9 million American households plan to become RVers in the next 5 years.
It's funny. Mary's laughing right now.
I was just signaling to Robert that I wanted to jump in if you weren't going to say that, and I wanted you to throw that number out. 16.9, I'm looking at it right now, households express a strong interest in purchasing an RV. Mm-hmm. So there is, so within the next 5 years, there is so much opportunity for growth. I thought that number was really high, James.
Well, you know, I would say, James, you know, you mentioned, you know, the interview we did with Toby, and we mentioned this. Listen, Mary and I, with all the travels we've been doing recently, we have been past so many camping stores, you know, whether it is been in Florida, whether it's been in Virginia or driving the East Coast or, you know, out West. And the amount of RVs that we are seeing, and we're talking from million-dollar units, those cute little towable pop-up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different things out there. Busy. And we are seeing more on the road, it seems. So let me ask you this question. I'm going to go this. So my brother, he has a travel trailer and living in the Northeast. During the winter months when the unit is in storage, in past years, he's tried to cancel, or he has canceled the insurance on it. More recently, the company he works with, they're not going to allow that. Or, you know, when I talk to him, he gripes about it. But you know, I'm curious if you hear, you know, about that being something others encounter first and foremost for whatever it is. But more importantly, since you've been with RVIA, I think you're coming up on 15 years. What are some common misperceptions that you find people have about RVs in general that you and the team are constantly working to dispel?
Well, the insurance one is a new one for me. I haven't heard that. So you've given me something to do a little bit of research on, because I certainly should know a little more on that front. You know, I think one of the things that we've seen, and this happens a lot at RV shows and through some of the experiential events that we do, and one of the things we've tried to do with Go RVing was to show more of the interiors of the unit. You would be so surprised how many people will go open up the door of a travel trailer and they'll say, "Oh my gosh, there's a kitchen in here," or "There's a bedroom in here," or "There's a bathroom in here." We see it all the time, and it opened our eyes to the fact that, you know what, a lot of people just have never been, you know, never experienced an RV. And so we were showing so many campground settings and things like that in our advertising and in our promotions that we were like, we need to kind of show people that, you know, these are so popular because they have all the creature comforts of home, but give you the freedom and the flexibility to go and vacation how you want to, you know, unlike some other forms of travel. So I would say that that's been one of the biggest ones for us in terms of just getting people to understand what is an RV and what's, you know, contained inside.
And do you find that there's a learning curve, or that people are intimidated by the learning curve at all in terms of how to operate them or all the different options and choices to choose from?
Yeah, I think this is one of those instances where the greatest thing about the internet is there's so much information out there. The worst thing about the internet is that there's so much information out there. At GoIrving.com, we've tried to create sort of a first-timer series where we've got a lot of videos that we've put up on how to use the RV and how to, basically educate yourself on being a smarter RVer. The other great thing, and it's so unlike a lot of other forms of travel, is that RVers are some of the friendliest people that you'll ever be around. And you pull into a campground somewhere, someone will open up their door, you'll walk by, and you'll be like, hey, is that the new? And they're like, hey, yeah, come on in. Here, have a drink.
We experienced that when we did that time. I would agree with that.
When was the last time you did that in a hotel room?
Exactly. Or sometimes even in your own neighborhood. So, James, real quick before we conclude, America's 250th is coming up in 2026. Robert and I are actually going to talk about it coming up soon. And we heard that fireworks over Mount Rushmore are going to happen again, which is huge. So RV, road trip, America's 250th. Do you guys have anything planned to celebrate?
We definitely are. We constantly say that RVing is part of the fabric of America. Most RVs are American made. We're really excited about this coming up and America 250. And we certainly want to have a place in those celebrations. We worked with the Department of Transportation a few weeks ago, had some RVs with them. We're on their radar screen. And again, I feel like if there's going to be a celebration of America, RVs need to be part of that celebration.
Yeah, we agree with
100%.
That. Well, James, listen, we appreciate you being part of the broadcast today. Always welcome here. So thank you very much. Our best to you and the Go RVing team. And have a great 4th of July that's coming up later this week.
You as well. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks.
Right,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes James. That was a good conversation with James.
It was.
He always brings it.
It's time
for
us to take the show on the road with an RV next year.
GoRVing.com is the website, folks. By the way, there is so much on that website, it will keep you busy reading for hours. I mean it, all right? As that music plays us out, we're going to step aside for some sponsor messages. RJ is ready now. The open road is coming your way in about 10 minutes. We'll also discover America together in the E block today. But next, if becoming a pilot interests you, well, the C block is your segment of the show. 8 more segments to go in today's broadcast, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Summer is time to be out enjoying every moment from sunup to sundown with the one accessory that makes this season even better. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. Whether in the gym or enjoying the great outdoors, we love the 32 hours of battery life and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands. So right now, get 15% off Raycon's best-selling Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com, which raises a question. Are you a yo-yo dieter? You diet, you lose weight, but gain it all back, plus a few extra pounds, and then you lose it and regain it again and again. You know the tune. Not only is that frustrating, it's also dangerous. Studies show that you can increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, type 2 diabetes, other health problems. Breaking free of a yo-yo diet pattern is a main reason doctors created Lean. This is a healthy supplement, not an injection, and you don't need a prescription. And you should know the science behind the product is impressive. Its natural ingredients target weight loss in three powerful ways. Number one, Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. Two, it helps control appetite and cravings. And three, it helps burn fat by converting fat into energy. So if you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, if you want to lose meaningful weight and at a healthy pace, this product was created for you. And as a show fan, we'll help you get started with 20% off when you enter the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. L-E-A-N, obviously, TakeLean.com. That's 20% off the code CARRY at TakeLean.com, or you can find the link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, perhaps like never before in recent times, the world of aviation has been in the news. Antiquated flight control systems, crowded skies, unusual events such as that side door of an Alaskan airline flight flying off a plane in mid-flight. The list is quite long these days. And then there's the issue of pilots. Our next guest is Cindy Lovell. She's the director of education of Epic Flight Academy in Florida, which suggests the issue of pilot training and availability just by its name. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today, Cindy. In 2023, there was a whole lot of talk about an impending shortage of commercial pilots as senior pilots retired or quit because of COVID. What is the situation as far as commercial pilots go in the United States today?
Hey, Rudy. Thanks for having me on. The pilot shortage continues. The trend is worsening. Over the next decade, globally, we're looking to need about 250,000 pilots. Some reports go as high as 650,000. So the pilot shortage is real, as is the aircraft mechanic shortage, and both don't show any signs of weakening for the next decade or two.
Well, now, I'm an old guy, and it was customary for pilots to, you know, go to pilot school somewhere and then work for a commuter, small airline, and then if they have enough hours, go work for the big boys and big girls, the airlines. You are one of the larger pilot training schools in the country, aren't you?
Correct. We're the largest FAA Part 141, which won't mean a lot to travelers, everyday travelers, but it's simply an FAA rule that allows us to train under a certain syllabus. We can actually train them faster. And you're right, we're training them faster. They can get all their credentials in about a year. But in the U.S., by legislation, they are required to have logged at least 1,500 hours before they can even fly for regionals or any airline carrying passengers. So they've got to build all that time. So we have a lot of pilots in the pipeline, but it takes them a while to get to their hours.
Is that unusual, the number of hours? Because I know you have graduates who work for over 300 airlines around the world, so you're not just training U.S.-based or pilots, you know, going for U.S. jobs. Is that an unusual amount of hours?
It is. It's a U.S. thing, and other countries are 200, 250 hours. Think about it. They're training with us, going home, going right to work, flying, and flying back into our country and landing. So it's an American rule. It impacts. This has been a debate in Congress many times, trying to reduce that number of hours. But in the meantime, that is the rule. That's what our pilots work with. We hire many of our graduates because we need flight instructors desperately. So we train them through the whole program. They become instructors. We hire them to keep training other pilots. As soon as they have their 1,500, though, they're already long in a pipeline with an airline. We have partnerships with a number of airlines. So the demand is there. They have their jobs lined up early. They just have to build those hours.
Should I be worried as a passenger about these foreign airlines that have, you know, only require 200 or 300 hours versus 1,500 for U.S. pilots?
It's a reality, and I fly globally, as you do, and when you're in another country and you're flying under their rules, their pilots won't have the same number of hours as U.S. pilots. But they've been trained. What they don't have is a whole lot of experience in the logbook, necessarily.
It sounds like if you train in the States and become and pass all the courses, that you got a job.
Oh, yeah, you have a job waiting, and you're going to be employed either as a cargo pilot or as a flight instructor. Easily. We have airlines that come to our campuses. We have 9 flight schools and 2 aircraft mechanic schools, and the airlines regularly send representatives to our campuses to educate, recruit, share career opportunities, et cetera. So our pilots and our mechanics early on identify who they want to work for.
In the last minute we have, is there something that we should be changing about how we train pilots or how we recruit them and how they get jobs? Is there something we should be changing in our system today?
Two topics that come up are extending the retirement age from 65 to 67, but this just gets bandied about and goes nowhere. The other is the 1,500-hour rule, and again, it gets talked about, but it has not been acted upon. So all we can do is what the airlines are doing. They keep paying bonuses, paying increased salaries, trying to get people to come become mechanics or pilots, and that's the action that we see being taken.
Well, I know airline pilot salaries have gone up quite a bit. But so I guess if you were emperor of the world, you would decrease maybe the number of hours required to fly in the U.S. and you would extend the retirement age a couple of years.
Those two seem to be the two most sensible options that people keep putting forth. But again, nothing happens with that.
Cindy Lovell is the director of education with the Epic Flight Academy in Florida. The city you're in Florida, I've never had to pronounce the name. How is it pronounced?
New Smyrna Beach, just like the Bay of Smyrna in Mediterranean.
I didn't know there was a Bay of Smyrna. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll keep an eye on pilots and hope you keep turning out really good ones.
Thank you. We do. When you get in the cockpit next time, peek in there and say hello. Those guys work hard.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm RJ Carey. Today, I'm thrilled to welcome a very unique guest here to the show. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, summer is a time to be out enjoying every moment from sunup to sundown. We have the longest days of the year. And an accessory that makes these moments even better is Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. You'll love the 32 hours of battery life and multi-point connectivity that can be paired with up to two devices at once. They also come with active noise cancellation and start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. So if you're not satisfied, Raycon offers a happiness guarantee return policy, no questions asked. Get 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, I'm willing to bet that most of you haven't heard of something called the Gambler 500. It's a one-of-a-kind off-road rally where the vehicles are $500 cheap, the roads are questionable, and the mission is simple. Have fun and clean up public lands along the way. That's the twist. It's grown into the largest participant-driven motorsport in the world, and somehow also the largest public land cleanup effort in the world. Now, joining me now is the guy who started it all, Tate Morgan, founder of the Gambler 500. Tate, welcome to the open road. It's great to have you here.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So for the uninitiated, how do you describe the Gambler 500 in one sentence? And beyond that, what is the overall essence of the event?
One sentence is a hard thing to do. It's really different for everybody. But it's an off-road navigation rally using non-traditional, automobiles and trucks. Really, it's the most approachable motorsport in the world. It's kind of similar to overlanding, but imagine doing it in a Toyota Corolla.
So let's talk trash, literally. The Gambler 500, it's not just a road rally, right? It's also the world's biggest public land cleanup. So how did cleaning up other people's junk become part of the mission?
Well, it was really out of necessity. This thing started as just a small group of friends actually racing, and we only had about 10 to 15 cars. And then the internet caught a hold of it, and 50 million views later, we had about, we went from 60 people to, 5,000 people in just a matter of years. And so we had to change the metric for competition, and I decided that since we're using public lands, that we'd go ahead and make it a competition to see how much trash you could pick up while you're out in the wild, and our people really grasped onto it, and they love it.
Yeah,
so.
The race obviously has, or the rally has, somewhat of a 24 hours of lemons edge to it, which, some of our listeners may know, meaning that you're capped. You have a budget for your car, $500. So what's the worst vehicle someone has actually finished the rally in? one that had no business making it past mile one.
Anything European, Peugeots, Renaults, anything that's traditionally unreliable. We abandon the price sensitive. We're not really about rules. People can show up in their late model trucks if they want. Since the competition is to pick up trash,
right.
You can't really accuse them of cheating. But the person that seems to win seems to be spending the least amount of money. And so there's not really any way for, no one's going to argue, at the end of the day about any of that stuff. It's just about fun anyways.
Absolutely. All right, so tell us about Sons of Smokey. How did the nonprofit side of things come about?
Well, we quickly became the largest trash pickup in the nation. We were picking up nearly a 500,000 pounds of trash over a weekend.
Oh my gosh.
So I wanted to kind of find a way to funnel that into a nonprofit so we could get organizations or companies like the Ford Motor Company involved. And then also, do outreach into the hunting and, the other off-road world and not just, the crappy cars section.
Right. As I understand it, there are no trophies in the Gambler 500. Why is that important to the spirit of the event?
Well, because, with 4,000 or 5,000 people out there, we can't have just one winner. So we want to make sure that every single one of our participants feels like a winner. And so we're not really into awards. The experience is really the reward itself.
Okay. What's one thing that people get wrong about the Gambler 500? What's, the one myth that you're constantly busting about it?
The $500 car part. We don't care if you're using your parents' old minivan, or something like that costs more than. There are a lot of cars that cost a lot more money than $500. Than the $500 Camry, right? Like you can bring a Forerunner or a something else out, and to be honest with you, a Corolla does just everything that we need out here on these roads.
So as you now have a Ford partnership, what does that mean for a grassroots event?
While we are the largest trash cleanup in the world, we've done 4.5 million pounds to date. We still have zero paid positions. So every single dollar that comes into our organization goes straight to our stated mission. We just wanted to keep it clean, avoid the pitfalls that other nonprofits fall into of just being too top heavy with admin and fundraising costs, and all of a sudden you've lost your mission. So we keep it real simple, and Ford's been an amazing partner to us. And just paying for just trash disposal, which, is obviously very costly.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, look, Tate, I think we're going to have to leave it there. I really appreciate you jumping on with us today. For folks listening, check out gambler500.com or follow at thegambler500 to see how you can get involved, whether it's rallying junkyard gold or cleaning up our public land. So thanks again, Tate, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. All right, folks, so go check out gambler500.com, like I said. And by the way, we had to wrap because Tate had to go. They actually have their rolling start right now in the Gambler 500. It's taking place this weekend, and it'll wrap up around tomorrow afternoon. So wishing best of luck to them, and hopefully it'll be another successful year. So we've got coming up the Discover America segment to chat about America's upcoming 250th birthday celebrations. Do not miss that. That's going to be a good one. But in the meantime, I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, the first four segments today have been complete 180s of each other. And as Mary and I now jump into this e-block, well, I promise you this segment is going to be no different. You know, when you think about it, we are all blessed to live in the greatest country in the world. And celebrating America's greatness, well, that's going to be our focus for today's Discover America. And we're sponsored by Relief Factor.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, and whether it's sitting too many hours at your computer, maybe you work a physical job, or maybe you've had an injury or something else, there is a price to be paid for living sometimes. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, and it's called Relief Factor.
You know, travel can also impact our bodies, and you'll notice the difference as soon as you take Relief Factor, folks. Developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation, you can't stop aging, but you can stop pain. So if you're experiencing pain from living the good life, turn back the clock. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the 3-week Quick Start Pack for just $19.95, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, America is preparing to celebrate this upcoming Friday for July 4th, and next year at this time, we're all going to be celebrating America's 250th birthday and the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and we think we have so much to be thankful for living in the greatest country in the world, and a lot is being planned around the nation for America's 250th. So let's welcome Lynn Forney Young, a leading member of America's 250 Commission, for today's Discover America segment.
Hello, Lynn. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Robert, thank you so much for the invitation to join you and Mary today.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you being here with us. So listen, as a longtime member of the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution and the organization's first president general from Texas, you're certainly no stranger to patriotism in American history. Serving on the America 250 Commission is certainly an honor. It's quite a task, Lynn. So I want you to share with listeners around the country your thoughts on, you know, how you feel about being a part of it and how's it coming along so far?
Well, thank you for asking. I actually am thrilled to be a part of the America 250 Commission. I remember the impact that the bicentennial had on the nation almost 50 years ago. It just was a resurgence of patriotism and pride in our country, and which is what we continue to need to do. And I'm hoping that we can instill that same sense of patriotism and want people wanting to be involved in civic engagement in their communities. And if we succeed at that, then we will definitely succeed as a commission.
Yeah, I agree with that. We also vividly remember the bicentennial and all the excitement behind it. So, Lynn, I'm curious, what are some of the larger events that are in the planning process? I know you're still obviously in the planning process, but is there anything you can share with us?
Yes, indeed. What I can say is that there will, of course, be fantastic moments. There will be the fireworks and the tall ships are coming back like we had during the bicentennial. But most importantly, we have encouraged every state and every single state and territory and the District of Columbia have created their own commissions, and they are planning celebrations in their community. So our hope is that we can engage 350 million people by having celebrations and commemorations nationwide, worldwide, from sea to shining sea.
Well, I love that.
Yeah.
So, you know, to build on that, you know, as Mary and I, we travel around the country with this program. When you get beyond kind of the agendas of the media or the negative nonsense or resistance we see in some pockets of the nation, the vast majority of Americans, we all love our country and we're proud of our greatness. So since you're a native Texan, a state that's certainly strong on national pride.
Exactly.
But is there a perspective from your state, Lynn, that you'd like to see take root nationwide or that you feel you can bring to the America 250 efforts and planning?
I believe that every state needs to be engaged, and I've heard people say, well, it's all going to be on the East Coast, and it's not. Because we have commissions in every single state, it's going to be all over the country. And we're encouraging every state, every community, make it your own. What is unique to your particular location? And how do you tell your story? How do you celebrate your history? How do we work together and improve our country for future generations? How do we make this something that we only reflect on our past, we hope to improve on our past, and to leave the kind of country we want our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren to inherit? That's our goal.
Yeah, well, that's a wonderful goal. And so that's a perfect segue into my next question as far as children. I mean, I was young when I remember the bicentennial, but I vividly remember talk about it in the school that I was in. And like you said, you're trying to get all these local communities within the states involved. So in addition to the festivities, of course, the parades, the fireworks that will be happening, I did see something about a field trip contest that will be happening this fall. I believe it kicks off during the fall school season. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, we're very excited about America's Field Trip. It's an opportunity for students grade 3 through 12 to either write an essay, create a poem, tell a story, do artwork or video, and answer the question, what does America mean to you? We have, this past year, we had entries from every single state and every single territory. And the winners were selected by an outside panel of expert educators. And these children now, the students and their chaperones, have the winners have an opportunity to select from a menu of unbelievable behind-the-scenes VIP experiences. We pay for their experience. They get to visit sites they would never have access to in many areas, such as climbing to the crown of the Statue of Liberty, or I'm going to meet the students at Mount Rushmore. And they're nationwide, behind the scenes at Kennedy Space Center or NASA.
Yeah.
That's very formative. It's going to have a huge impact with kids. And so I just want to say this because we only got about 15 seconds left. Kickoff is this Thursday. I'm sorry, I was going to say the kickoff is this Thursday at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. President Trump's going to be there, I believe, is scheduled to give remarks. So that should be some event. And we should see a lot more messaging coming on the America 250 as things officially kick off. Yes, Lynn? Okay.
Yes, please visit America250.org and stay up to date on our activities, our opportunities for engagement.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for a little check-in today with us. We appreciate that and some of your time, and we will stay in touch. Hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to visit with you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Happy Fourth this week, too. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right, well, Mary, think about it. We are in for some year ahead. I mean,
we really are,
folks. America's 250 is how we're going to put a bow on Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is going to begin in about 7 minutes with the National Communal Forum. Another busy 60 minutes is still to come, including travel the world from your own kitchen. We'll do emails as well. So keep those radios locked in. We'll be back with you after this top of the hour break. You can also connect with us anytime, anywhere with the live stream as well at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.